Welcome back to Squawk 1200. David Peel is a member of the Flying Musicians Association and is a friend of EAA Radio. We've talked to you before in past years. David, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
It's good to see you, Dave. You enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying the show since Friday evening. I come early and I try to stay late, but this has been great so far.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, for those who may not know, talk about what Flying Musicians Association is.
Well, I was drawn to flying musicians because I do two things. At the time, I was flying with friends, and then I've been a full-time musician for 40 years or more. And flying musicians really merges two passions since 2009, when it was put together by pilots and musicians for pilots and musicians. So the passions are involved. Believe it or not, the science of constructing music, and the education, your ever learning aspect of music and flying as well. It just seemed to be a great marriage of two passions. A lot of musicians I know want to be pilots. A lot of pilots want to be musicians, and they somehow find the ways to do it.
It's interesting you should say that, because I work for an airline, and some of our pilots are musicians, and they have often said the same thing you did, which is there is a similarity to how musicians learn and how pilots learn. It's quite interesting, and it sounds like you've been able to figure it out.
Well, I'm a solo musician. I do a show nightly. I'll talk about it in a minute. But in my show, I use foot pedals. Both feet are going at the same time. I'm using my voice. I'm using guitar, banjo, whatever. It's just a lot going on. Well, the same kind of thing applies in flying. You're just the concentration. So anyway, it works.
And what's the size of your organization?
I'm going to be unable to say so right now, but we have grown immensely. It's around the world. We started very small, but it's grown considerably.
That's great.
I'm just the Colorado ambassador. We have a lot of ambassadors around the country. So.
And the same in aviation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you talked about the fact that you're a solo musician and that you've got a lot going on. Let's hear an example of that.
Oh, my.
You brought a piece of music or a couple for us to listen to.
I did. I do a nightly show at Frisco, Colorado for 5 months a year. I do a dinner theater, and the only way to get there is take a sleigh ride. For 100 people come out to my show. For about 5 months during the ski season. So I brought with me a song that I wrote about snow, about in the mountains, and it's one that I wrote. So
great. Yeah. From Flying Musicians, here's David Peel.
It's snowing here tonight. And early winter's coming on. So I stare at the fire flickering on the wall. Outside the wind's howling like a woman sings the blues. And I read your old letters thinking about better times spent with you. A snowstorm in the Rockies can freeze you to the bone. And I've heard tomorrow there's a big one coming on. I've heard it's warm in Tennessee. Maybe I should be there too. But I just read your old letters, thinking about better times spent with you. Remembering that winter before you went away, the ski trails in the moonlight, and a snowman we made. Once again the snow's falling, there's not much else to do but read your old letters, thinking of better time spent with you. Remembering that winter before you went away, ski trails in the moonlight, that snowman we made. But tonight the snow's falling, there's not much else to do but read your old letters, thinking a better time spent with you. Just read your old letters, thinking a better time spent with you.
That's David Peel, who's a member of Flying Musicians and who's sitting with us today on Squawk 1200 on EA Radio.
It's a great song. Great song, David.
Thank you. I wrote that on a cold night.
Yeah.
Seems.
So I have a question. When you're playing in Colorado, does your audience know that you're a pilot?
They do.
Okay.
It comes off all the time. I usually open my show with, come fly with me, let's fly. You know, something like that. Something just for fun. But everybody knows my passions.
How long have you been coming to EAA?
This is my ninth year. Yeah.
That's great.
I got an internal clock that says, go to Oshkosh.
Yeah. Well, we all do, don't we?
Exactly.
I mean, at the end of the week when we all go home and tear down, it's not much longer. We start thinking, well, there's always next year.
There's always next year.
You bet.
Yeah.
So this is a great convergence of people who have those interests, flying and aviation. But talk about the things that happen throughout the rest of the year with the folks who are part of your organization.
Hangar jams, first thing comes to my mind. The education part of it, we're really involved with the solo student pilots, that band members in schools. We encourage both passions among young musicians. We we gave away a scholarship to a young lady from Tullahoma, Tennessee, named Sarah Kofelt, and she's the 2016 winner of a solo program, and she was sponsored by some of the corporate members of the Flying Musicians.
That's great. So her scholarship will take her through her primary instruction up to solo.
And she just soloed just recently, and we're very proud. And thank SkyTech, actually, for making that scholarship possible.
Oh, that's great.
We'll do that.
That's a big event for her, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. And we look forward to many, many more of such scholarships like that.
I'm sure.
You mentioned hangar jams. What's a hangar jam?
Hangar jams. Well, you're talking about hangar flying. There's hangar flying, and then there's hangar jamming.
Same idea, exactly.
So it's a way of pulling musicians and say, hey, you want to come to a party? Where's the party? It's in a hangar. And we set up chairs and have basically a little concert in a hangar and invite friends. It's a good way to make people aware of like a local airport and as well and what's going on.
Do you have one scheduled coming up?
Working on one in August at Front Range Airport. That'll be a new one for me. And I'm inviting a lot of my musician and flight pilot friends to come. Then there's one at Essex Sky Park in Essex, Maryland coming up on the 13th of August, and another one on the 21st of August at Georgetown, Ohio Airport. So
you're well represented all over the country, aren't you?
And it's growing fast. I'm just proud to be. I'm not as active flying as I am a musician. I admit that, but the passions are equal, if maybe more for flying.
Well, it shows. It really does.
Thank you very much. But it's just something I like to do.
Now, is there a way for folks to find out if or where there might be a hangar jam in their area coming up?
Absolutely. FMA.org, Flying Musicians Association, and you can find all that information.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, David, as we wind up here, we're going to listen to one other piece of music that you brought with us. Mm-hmm. Now, the last one, I understand you wrote.
I did.
Yeah. This one comes from a different place.
Different place. I filled in for a very famous group called the Kingston Trio, and this is my tribute to them in a concert I did recently. So,
great.
Let's listen.
Thank you.
Met her on a mountain where I took her life. Met her on a mountain, stabbed her with my knife. So hang down your head, son, to leave. Hang down your head and cry,
oh boy. Come on.
Hang down. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'm gonna be. Hadn't it been for grace, I'd be still in Tennessee. I'm singing now.
Hang down your head, Tom, to me. Hang down your head, Tom. Hang down your head, Tom, to me.
Oh boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, swinging from a white oak tree.